heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long.
We're here with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr at the University of Maine, coming off a split at home this weekend with Northeastern. If someone just looked at the box score and looked at the newspaper, they might not know that it was very different than two lopsided games.
Yeah, you know, the first night we scored on our chances, and, you know, Elvin made a bunch of saves, and the second night it was kind of the opposite. And, you know, I don't think, you know, for us playing up and down the ice, trade chances games with that team is not, you know, for it's not really conducive for us with anybody. It's, you know, we need to be more tighter defensively. They had way too many, you know, breakaways, two on ones, for our liking. But, you know, the guys played hard. It's not that we didn't, you know, play hard or anything like that. It's just we need to be tighter, and you know, that's going forward. We just got to be better defensively.
The whole league is just getting tougher and tougher and tougher. I mean, these games that we're seeing are hard fought, and fortunately you can look at them after they've happened. One of the things that it seemed it was different on Saturday night is Northeastern was really physical in the first period. You were only down one. They scored a power play goal. In the second period, they seemed to really, really get on fire.
Yeah, you know, looking back on it, a lot of it was on us to, you know, the first period, I think it was 7 minutes in. I don't think they'd had a scoring chance yet. It was tight both ways. We had an ozone shift that we didn't get a line change in on, and we ended up out there for over a minute, didn't play defense, turned a puck over in their zone that ended up in a breakaway, that ended up in a penalty, that ended up in a goal. And that happened to us three times, where we got stuck on the ice for a minute and a half, close to a minute and a half, and all three times that happened, they scored. And that's on us. That's a maturity thing. That's an understanding. When we have an offensive zone shift and we're out there for 30, 40 seconds, we have to get a line change. And one guy, you know, and those little things at this time of the year add up. And when you don't get a line change because you just want to play offense, and then when it comes out of the zone, you're going to coast back because you're tired, and then we're going to play a minute in our zone. That's just, it's momentum changing, and, you know, unfortunately ends up in the back of your net quite a bit. And, you know, looking back on it, that's what happened. And that's a behavior we have to change.
Well, the things you mentioned last week, and I really noticed this to be true. You said you get to this point in the season, 5-on-5 is almost a stalemate. Teams really trying to be aware of where they are, which makes special teams even more important, I guess. The penalty kill was really pretty good most of the time. It's just, as you said, the goals were given up when guys were out there way, way too long. When you look forward to going to Vermont this week, Gutterson's, no matter how they're playing, is always a tough place to play. What are you working on the most this week, or is it just the same things you're working on all the time?
It's everything, you know. It's, you know, right now we're not great at anything. We're not terrible at anything. We're just, you know, we have some nights where we're on, and then some nights where it's blah, and we have three or four guys that might not be on top of their game. And for us, that's not sustainable. You know, we're not a team that can go out there and go, okay, you know, these two guys win us the game every night. It's just not. Sometimes that happens, or these three guys are this line or whatever, but we have to be a four-line team and a six or seven defenseman team. And, you know, that consistency has been up and down the second half, and that's really the focus. So we're just trying to get a consistent effort from every player, which is going to allow us to play our game and not overuse certain people and all that kind of stuff.
You a lot of the odd man rushes were when defensemen didn't get a shot through, got blocked, and a couple of 3-on-1s, 2-on-0s, like. Is that a question of not moving the puck fast enough, or is it a question on guys just trying to get shots through without really seeing where they're going?
It's a question of, you know, like it's been a challenge for us all year, you know, back there. And, you know, I like our D. Our D core is solid and efficient. Getting pucks to the net is a challenge for us. And when you play a team like that, that when they sense that a puck is not getting to the net, they blow the zone and it ends up in a breakaway. And that's, you know, smart offensive players do that, and that happened to us numerous times this weekend. And that's a, it's a maturity thing. It's a get your head up thing from our D, and we work on it, you know, and, you know, we work at it, you know, almost too much sometimes, or maybe it becomes, it's just in their head a little bit, and we got to get out of our, we got to get out of our own way sometimes. And, it's easy to talk about that as a coach or a staff. And, sometimes as a player, it's harder to do that. And that's, you know, the mental process that pucks comes to us at the offensive blue end. And sometimes we have to work very hard to get the puck back there with possession. There has to be something productive done with it. And sometimes you harp on it and maybe the guys get it and it's like, oh, geez, they freeze with it. And it ends up in a shin pad, or it ends up with a soft puck to the net that ends up in a breakaway the other way. So definitely something that you're right on with that, and something that we're well aware of.
You're going to Vermont. Have you made a goalie decision yet, or are you going to wait till Friday?
We never make those decisions until the night before.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But as you say, on Friday night, Albie made some saves that were just out of this world. I mean, they were I've seen a lot of good goalies in this rink, and he made some incredible saves. Saturday, they chipped a bunch from just in front. I don't know who stops them. I mean, you know, some of them he probably could have gotten. But was their presence in front of the net just different Saturday, or was it just a question? Some things were going in, some things weren't.
Yeah. No, it's the first goal was a tic-tac-toe power play goal. Their second goal was a shift that we got stuck out there and didn't want to play defense anymore. Their third goal was we were in the offensive zone having a great shift, and we get a puck block that turns into a breakaway for them. And the fourth goal was another defensive zone shift that we didn't want to play defense anymore. Yeah. And so I don't think, any lows were necessarily on him. Power play, they have a great power play.
Yeah.
Third goal was honestly just unfortunate. We had a really good shift going, and Sully Schulley had a great game, took a shot that hit a guy that dove to block the shot, hit him in the shin pad, and ended up going right on the tape for one of their guys go on a breakaway. I think he might have been going for a line change, to be honest with you. So it's, you know, those things happen, but we have to find a way to get something by their guy. And he played really well.
39 or 40 saves on the night.
Yeah, I mean, we had some really good looks, especially in the power play. We had some looks in the first and the second, you know, in the third. And so I think, honestly, both the games are kind of similar. One goaltender stole it one night, one goaltender stole it the next night.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Well, good luck going up to Vermont. And after that, you're home for two, and the regular season comes to a close. So I know you want to finish strong. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Bruce with University of Maine Black Bear hockey coach Ben Barr here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.